It's time for Let's Get Real with your host from Bob Richards & Associates, Bob Richards.
Bob Richards, how the heck are you today?
Michael, I'm doing great. Thank you. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. You're looking very spiffy and professional, while I, on the other hand, look a little tropical.
Tropical's good.
Yeah,
I'm a little jealous about that, actually.
Well, here, let's... we'll be right back.
Oh, too good.
We need to do this more often.
That's right. That's right. We do. We do. Spring has sprung here in southern Utah.
It has.
And just about everywhere.
I'm excited about that.
I am too.
I get to pull out my my southern Utah tropical shirts.
There you go. Bring them out of the closet.
Yeah, it's been exciting.
Very good.
So, Bob.
Yeah.
What's going on? I want to welcome everybody on behalf of you to another exciting adventure in the world of real estate with Let's Get Real.
Yes, sir.
With our friend Bob Richards with Berkshire Hathaway Residential Properties right here in St. George, Utah. How's that? That was excellent.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have been introduced any better.
Good. Okay, well, we'll see you guys next week. Oh, I know that we have some great stuff to talk about today.
Yeah.
You know, we're in kind of a highly competitive market, aren't we?
We are.
So
we are.
How do you approach working with clients who are looking for a property when the market is highly competitive like it is now?
Yeah, and look back a few years, 2020, 2021, 2022, that market was insanely competitive, and there were offers that were just written in a matter of moments and homes going under contract in a matter of hours and multiple offers everywhere. Well, we're now in 2024. That market was then. Interest rates were down to the twos and threes. Folks, let's get real. It's not going to happen again. And so I'm sorry to say that to buyers and anybody that's thinking, well, I'll just wait for rates to lower again back down to that level. It will not happen in your lifetime. It will not happen in your children's lifetime. And it will not happen in your grandchildren's lifetime. Sorry to say that, but that's just the honest to goodness truth. The only thing would be catastrophic. That would be something that would be affecting or would affect the United States as a whole. Okay, I can't predict everything, but as far as the general market conditions, no, we won't see those rates once again. So again, let's kind of talk about today in competitive market right now. Buyers have come to me and say, hey, I'd like to be looking at something to buy, whether it's for their own purpose or maybe a second home or vacation rental, whatever it might be. And they're just not quite maybe ready to buy. And it's all that it's missing is some components that need to be answered. So that's where I come in to listen to what their needs are and really what their timing is. Because if they're in a competitive market and they don't want to buy for 9 months, why show them houses today? They'll be gone. They'll be gone in a couple of months. And so they get tied into a home. Oh, we really love this. We really love this. We really love this. Okay, it'll be gone in a couple, 3-4 weeks. It's not going to be able to make your 9-month goal. That we'll have to be, you know, looking for something else. And oft times they're like, oh, no. The market's soft. The market's slow. It'll be around. And I say, you know what? I've been here 30 years. I've done this for 32 years. And yeah, I'm sorry. It's just not going to be the case.
Yeah.
So we got to have a little bit of a come to you know who meeting to say, here's the facts.
So timing is very, very important. So let's say that I, a prospective buyer, which he knows I am, since we've chatted before, and let's say that I have, in terms of timing, that I have a target date of July. So hypothetically, what kind of counsel and advice are you going to give me? We've gotten my timing down now. Ready. I need to be out of where I am and into a new place sometime around July.
Perfect.
Ready, go.
Yeah. Okay.
What do we do?
That now we can set an order. And that order would be financing. Is there cash involved as a purchase solely that way, or is there a lender involved with a mortgage? if there's a lender involved with the mortgage, then we need to make sure that we get you into a loan program as if you were paying cash for the purchase of the home. The reason being, it's called leverage. You got to have leverage and negotiation power by having a loan pre-approved, not just pre-qualified, or kind of sort of maybe they might be able to buy. It needs to be something that is hard and fast and just absolutely can be banked on, if you will, by that solid of a claim. Next thing is that we need to look closely at various areas that you might be interested in. What are some neighborhoods that you like? What do you like in a home? What should I be looking for that are specifics to your wants and needs? Definitely look at the bonus items and saying, well, if it had A, that would be nice. Or if it included this, that would be nice. But our main 4, 5, 6 things of criteria are, and then those would be listed. I would then make notes of that and then look for those properties in the marketplace. And then we come back, we take a look, we see what might be, if I'm hitting the right numbers.
Yeah.
Or if you look at them, you're just like, Bob, we're not even in the same ball field here. I'm over in Yankee Stadium. You're over in Dodgers. We're playing baseball, but in this case, real estate, but you're not listening. Shame on me. And so I want to make sure that we're on the same page.
So basically, hypothetically, mm-hmm. I would come to you and say, okay, Bob, I don't really care what area I'm in as long as it's a nice area somewhere in southern Utah. I don't care if it's Ivins or Kayenta or St. Mm-hmm. George or Hurricane or whatever. Just, you know, a nice family neighborhood. I would like to have, if it has a pool, that's fine. But what I really need is I need a nice patio for my outdoor kitchen because my wife gets upset when I cook in the house.
Sure.
You know, that kind of stuff. And I'd like it could either be a fourth bedroom or another room where I can have it as a music studio.
Absolutely.
Or a podcast studio or something like that. So I would just need to be very specific with you. And then you go out and you work your magic and make it happen.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Absolutely right.
It's incumbent on me to be very specific with you and not have the misconception that, Bob can just read my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then you go out and you show me a bunch of properties and I go, I don't like any of these. What the heck are you doing?
Right.
And you're thinking, why didn't you tell me that 2 months ago?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There's a give and take in this relationship. Communication is so key between a realtor and a buyer and a seller, but we're talking about buyers today.
Yeah.
And if that relationship is not very communicative, then that will break down and you'll get frustrated. I'll get frustrated. We'll say, hey, you know what? We can't work together anymore because we're too frustrated. I still like you, but we've had a breakdown. And when that happens, it can. But again, as the realtor, as the professional, you've not done your job and you've not done the relationship part of the transaction with that particular buyer.
Yeah. So I tell you what I want. I'm trying to be very specific. Mm-hmm. I like the fact you tell me that you're actually going to take notes. Oh my gosh, you're actually going to listen to me? Oh my gosh.
What a novel idea.
What a novel concept.
Yeah.
Somebody who listens to the customer. Wow, just think how many more businesses could be successful if they employed that concept.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that, and then we're gonna sit down with a lender.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to come with me?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Now, there are some things, and with the buyer's permission, I will attend. But I don't want to be involved in very private affairs that a buyer might have financially that really is none of my business and may divulge things to me that are not part of my job to help them and should stay private with the buyer. So as we get into those kind of conversations, I may excuse myself. I'll say, hey, you know what? I'll just be right outside the door. But you're talking about things that really are none of my business. Mm-hmm. And the lender will know how to handle those as we complete that meeting. And then he'll direct me or she'll direct me on what to do with regards to the loan.
Okay, so I need to ask this question.
Yeah.
So let's say that you excuse yourself. And it's me and the lender.
Uh-huh.
We're talking. And there's some private stuff that I felt uncomfortable disclosing in front of you, but it's okay in front of him.
Uh-huh.
So when I leave, are you and the lender going to sit down and he's going to go, oh, Bob, you won't believe what this guy told me. Did you know he has an OnlyFans channel?
No, I had no idea.
So does that go on, or do we have like some confidentiality going on?
Oh, definitely confidentiality. Once we get past the Learjet and that we've looked on screen and seen the, no, I'm just kidding. That does have to remain confidential because again, I don't need to be privy to that information. I know what I need, and I know how much of it I need, and I know what I don't need.
So basically, the lender's just going to say, okay, Bob, I had a nice meeting with Michael. Mm-hmm. Here's his income. Here's the expenses. Here's what we got. And I will be able to pre-qualify him for this much money. So what did he tell you he wants? Well, he wants a place to park his airplane. It's like, well, no. He can qualify for this much. The private airplane hangar is out. This much. So go find him a nice place in these areas that meet somewhat his realistic expectations, and then you go to work. Is that correct?
Yeah, it really is. As long as we have kind of a price range of where we can be, I don't want to show you things that are over your budget because you're like, well, I can't afford this. Why are we here? And you fall in love with that home, and I'm like, well, I'm sorry, you can't afford it. You can't buy it. And then that gets frustrating because now I have to drop you down into more of an affordable where you can buy. And even people that just want to see homes above that threshold, I really discourage them because I don't want them to get their hopes up knowing that, hey, you know what, guys, I'm sorry. This just, they're not going to take $50,000 less. I had an offer come in the other day. We were at a 279 list price, 279. Offer came at 190, 190,000. I'm like, okay, wouldn't it make sense that if the seller was going to sell it for that, why wouldn't I buy it?
Right.
Does that make sense? And the buyer's agent was really frustrated that, well, why didn't they counter? I'm like, we're not even in the same business here, buddy. I don't know where you are, but for $10 pricing, maybe 190 is there. For St. George, it's just not.
So if the buyer has some unreasonable expectations, then you have to have a come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah, so it's a crucial conversation. It really is. And it could make or break that relationship depending upon the trust that they have in you and you have in them. That, you know, here's the brass tacks. Here's what we can do. Here's what we can't do. Let's stay within that parameters and let's see if we can focus on what your wants and needs are and still fill that order so that you're into a home that you're just like, you know what, this is great. I can't believe I'd want to pay anything more. This is perfect for me. Yeah. Oh, that's a great phrase for me to hear.
This is perfect for me. Yeah. I'm looking forward to making that statement. I think it would be really hard if a realtor, not you, but if a realtor was to show a prospective buyer some properties, they fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. They can't afford it, and which I know has happened sometimes because the buyer has unrealistic expectations. They fall in love with it. And then the realtor has to go back and say, I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, but you can't afford this. So then if it's a husband and wife, the husband's going to look all crestfallen. The wife's going to look at the husband like, I married a loser.
Yeah.
Well, this is my dream home and you can't afford it. Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just say that would open up a whole can of stressful worms right there.
Very much so.
So I think it's important that you sit down and talk with this prospective buyer, communicate with the lender, get them not just pre-qualified?
Yeah, pre-approved.
Pre-approved, not just pre-qualified. Right. Get them pre-approved. So it's like cash. You can walk in and say, okay, I can afford this house. I'm pre-approved for this much. I get this much money to put down. Mm-hmm. Let's rock and roll.
Get an appraisal. Give me a title report. We'll close.
I think that's it's so easy.
You know, again, let's get real. This is one of the most stressful experiences that a couple or a single person or a family has is a real estate transaction. I've seen potential divorces almost take place because a door swings one way or the other, and the wife wants it this way and the husband wants it the other way. There's just so many things that are wrapped up into this. If I can pull as much as I can off of their shoulders so that they can still live life and I can do my job in the back of the office, if you will, and finding them what they're looking for. Oh, happy day, because they just feel that everything went seamless and the transaction went well, and all they needed to do was just basically sign the paperwork. Everything else had been explained to them. I've got it all ready for them. Here you go. Here's your keys. Here's your house.
That's what I want.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And that's why we call you. So, Bob, what are some important factors that can affect the timing of the real estate transaction?
Great question, Michael. Interest rates. That's a big one. We talked about that at the very beginning. And where rates are, where they're going to be, where they have been. Interest rates can have an effect on people saying, you know what, I'm going to wait. I think the rates will go down, or I better buy now because I know that the rates aren't going to go down. We won't even go there. That's just a whole nother.
Well, you know, my brother-in-law's sister's cousin roommate who works for a guy told me that if we wait, interest rates will be 2%.
Exactly. Yeah. And I hear that so often. I hear that so often. I'm just like, no. No, sorry. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but no. So interest rates is being one. Time of year, you find where as snowbirds are starting to go back to their home for a full-time residence and leaving their home here in St. George or Southern Utah, they may not use it very much and decide to sell. And so just before May, June comes along, that type of property may go up for sale. And they may have a little bit more negotiation room because they've emotionally detached from the residents and saying, you know what, we just can't get down there. We've got a bad hip, bad knee, health isn't good, whatever that might be. So that's another one. Supply and demand. We are in a lack of supply and decent demand for our product right now. Anything from homes, double wide, single wide, townhomes, condos, multifamily. I mean, everything that you could lay your head in at night, we are short of here in Southern Utah. So that's, again, pushing prices up. And so depending upon an area, there may be less activity in Laverkan, and you might be able to pick up a little bit better buy. If you're over in say, the base of Red Mountain in Ivins, there's not going to be a whole lot of negotiation room there because it is prime real estate. Not the Laverkan isn't, but there's just a prime nature of what location has. Right. So that's another one. And then last one that I put down was economic figures. Inflation is such the word right now and the buzz that inflation up, inflation down. My Doritos package is much smaller, but it's puffed up, but I don't have as many chips inside when I open the darn thing. My ding dongs are getting less in size.
Oh my gosh.
And I love chocolate ding-dongs. They are so good. And they're like these little mini kind of morsels.
They're dongettes.
They're junior ding-dongs or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, there's a part of that equates into the interest rates and the economics, as well as our personal confidence in the economics of our country and personal and budget and affordability.
Well, I heard there's no inflation. I heard it's drastically reduced.
We're going to have to talk behind the scenes after this show, I think, Michael.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, one of the things I like about what you said and what you do is that it's very important that you listen to me and then I listen to you and then we both have to take action on what we each listen to.
Well said.
The other said.
Well said. Yes, you're
otherwise,
absolutely right.
Otherwise, it's no good. So, So Bob, tell me, what should I expect when I buy my new home in lovely Southern Utah? Because I saw an infomercial, and it says, you know, you should expect to get 10 to 15% return and appreciation on your new home in our current real estate market. Yes, 10 to 15% or more.
What do you think?
Or more.
Yeah. Hey, but wait, there's more.
But wait, if you act now.
Exactly.
You might get 17.
Between 1:30 in the morning and 4:30 or 5 in the morning.
Yes.
Those things are going on and on and on. And people are so tired and they're just kind of listening and a little bit loopy. And then they're believing it. They're saying, oh my gosh, it must be the gospel. It must be true.
You mean it's not true?
I'm sorry. It's not, you know, we'll talk about that in our next session and next podcast, but the realistic things are what's most important. But so many people are getting bamboozled about this rate of return aspect of things that they're just not realistic and not something that, at least in Southern Utah, it's not. Now, maybe Alabama, maybe Michigan, maybe Wisconsin, maybe other states, probably Ohio, there's maybe a higher rate of return than here in southern Utah.
Well, let's go.
Yeah. Why not? Let's go enjoy the humidity and the fire ants. I like giant bugs. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So what would be a reasonable rate of return here in delightful southern Utah?
What we've experienced for a number, couple past decades is that we've seen anywhere between about 4 to 7. That's even a little bit on the high side, but really between about 4 and 6%, Michael.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That's where the appreciation has been. Now, again, back in 2021, it was 50, 80, 100% appreciation. And that's just crazy nuts.
Yeah.
But in a normal real estate market, you typically find where rates are around 8% is a normal real estate interest rate. Yeah, that's true. You're not misunderstanding me. And then also on the rate of return, it's between about 4 and 6%.
Wow. Well, Bob, I understand that you brought a really great house to tell us about today.
I did. Just barely went on the market about a week ago.
Tell us more about this.
Oh, it is stunning. So this is out in the what's called the Southgate area, still part of, obviously, the St. George. It's by the Southgate Golf Course, which is a city course. This has just everything all on one level. You don't have a stair to step into. It has views that are just incredible out the front towards Pine Valley to the north, Red Mountain to the west or the left, Zion out to the right or to the east, and this panoramic 180-degree view is yours every day and every night. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Wow.
We've got 3 bedrooms plus a den office, full
great
room.
What is that we're looking at right now?
That's the great room, so that would be the family room there.
That's nice.
Kitchen off to the left and dining area to the back right. Floor to ceiling stone. It gives it a nice rugged look, but still with an elegance about it, not so heavy.
Nice kitchen.
Granite countertops in the kitchen. You've got 2 islands there. You've got one to the left that's a bar eating area. The one on the right is, in the middle, is a food prep area. And then you've got the one to the right of that where the dishwasher is. It's another food prep or area of for the fancy chef. Yeah.
Nice.
And so that's a great area. Of course, dining area. Tile isn't all. It's travertine is throughout all of the high traffic areas. So you're not making carpet. What am I saying? Where the carpet is worn because of your traffic. Yeah, there we go. And so this is a nice master suite. Off to the right, you have a large sitting area where the 2 chairs are. To the left is your actual master bedroom. So you take that size. It's humongous and has doors out to the front courtyard.
Look at that view from the master bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Gorgeous windows.
That is
beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
floor to ceiling. Really maximize the views.
Beautiful.
And
home.
So this one is priced at $995 and just about 2,900 square feet all on one level. And can be seen really anytime. We'd be glad to show it to you.
So if somebody wants to check out that house, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you know, really easy these days. Everything can be by text or email, 435-703-8824. That's the best way to reach me on text. It's the same number to reach me on the phone. I'm not able to answer it right now, obviously, because I'm here with you doing this podcast. But we'll return calls immediately after an appointment that I'm in. I hate to leave people hanging. I want to make sure that they're able to reach me. My email is bob@buyutah.com. That's B-U-Y-U-T-A-H. And my website, also buyutah.com.
Bob, where's that place located again?
It is in Southgate, and it's on a street called Bella Viaggio, or Viaggio. I don't have my Italian quite right now.
Say that 3 times real fast.
No, thank you. Cul-de-sac, there's no traffic coming by. It's just peaceful, really peaceful.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today on another exciting episode of Let's Get Real with my friend, Mr. Bob Richards from Berkshire Hathaway, right here in St. George, Southern Utah. We'll see you guys again next time.
Thanks, Michael.
This has been Let's Get Real with Bob Richards from Bob Richards & Associates. For more information, buyutah.com. We invite you to return again for another edition of Let's Get Real with Bob Richards from Bob Richards & Associates. This has been a production of One to One Network.